As part of our Black History Month series, we hear now about the life of the successful cabinet maker Thomas Day. He was much more than just a cabinet maker. He also handcrafted ornate decorative pieces for the home and highly sought after furniture. During the height of slavery, he owned the largest furniture making business in the state. Director of the Thomas Day Education Project, Laurel Sneed.
People knew it was high quality. Much of it was veneered with mahogany, which was very rare and expensive wood. So they wanted it. It was very fashionable.
Thomas Day was born in 1801 to a family of free slaves. At a young age, he began an apprenticeship with his father in Southern Virginia.
So there was a real boom in furniture making. It was a very international scene there in Petersburg in furniture making. So Thomas Day comes out of a very sophisticated furniture making tradition that his father was grounded in.
Following the Revolutionary War, there was a boom in furniture making in Southern Virginia, especially in Petersburg, because Great Britain had stopped importing goods. The demand for exquisite furniture was high in that area, and during this push for fine furniture, Thomas's family left Virginia because of increasingly stricter laws affecting free people of color. After moving from Virginia, Day lived with his family in Warren County, North Carolina in 1820, all the while honing his cabinet-making skills. A few years later, he headed to Hillsboro to open his own furniture store.
We know he had a shop there from records, but we don't know quite where it was. And then he moved to Milton, North Carolina, which is in the northern Piedmont on the border with Virginia. It was at the time a growing community and a tobacco market center, and it continued to grow and boom because of the discovery there of bright leaf tobacco.
The wealth generated through the sale of tobacco allowed farmers to purchase the high-quality, customizable furniture by Thomas Day.
People started building additions to their houses, new houses. They had a lot of extra money. And here was this man locally who was producing this very fine furniture.
This niche market proved very successful for Thomas Day. During this period of professional success, Day was married at age 29 to Aquilla Wilson of Halifax County, Virginia. They had three children. Two of them followed in their father's footsteps and became cabinet makers.
There were plenty of cabinet makers in North Carolina, but they were one-man, two-man shops. None of them reached the level of productivity of Day's shop. By 1850, it was producing one-sixth of all the furniture produced in the state.
His high output of furniture can be attributed to using steam-powered tools, which Day started using in his shop around 1850. This was one of the earlier uses of steam power manufacturing. He also used a skilled labor force, which at one time included 20 workers.
Instead of one man making everything, making one piece from the ground up, we began to see the division of labor where one person does one part, another person does another part, which of course increased productivity and was a precursor to what we saw 30, 40 years later in the total industrialization of furniture making.
Thomas Day, a free African American, also owned as many as 14 slaves in 1850. In addition to furniture making, he also created ornate interior structures like stair rails, decorative molding, and mantles.
There's one home in Castle County that has these faces in the mantle that are very sculptural. They have almost a scowl expression. And anybody who looks at that just says, well, you know, this is trying to say something. I'm not quite sure what it's trying to say, but it's like a piece of art. It just speaks to you. And a lot of his work had that indescribable quality of speaking to you.
Thomas Day's work was treasured in the 19th century, and today it's still highly valuable. At a recent auction, a Thomas Day couch was sold for $30,000. A statue of Thomas Day stands outside the North Carolina Museum of History in Raleigh, but Sneed says it's only a guess as to what he looks like, since there are actually no photographs of him. However, his skill and artistic expression live on through his creations that can be found at museums, in fine homes, and even at auctions. If you'd like to see pictures of Thomas Day's work, you can visit our website, publicradioeast.org.